You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast. This message was recorded live at our Chester campus. We know this is a great investment into your life. So tune in, listen up, and stay focused. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com.
But yeah, it's so good to be here this morning to speak into you guys, Life of Church. I feel like, you know, the word that we got this morning is going to be good. God's got a lot that he wants to speak and reveal. And we are in, if this is your first Sunday with us this morning, we're in the middle of our series. It's called our Signature Series, and it is where we're unpacking our core values as church. The signature items, the things, the messages of Audacious Church, who we are, what we're about, some of the key things that have defined us over the years as we have grown and become who we are now. And today we are going to be looking at the Word. Everyone say the Word. The Word. And the message is called Read the Book. Spicy. So I wonder, have you ever had a time in your life when you have had something in your possession but you haven't known or understood its full power? Right, we've all been there. Let me tell you a story. Last year, my friend Esther here and I, we decided it was time to go get away, leave our husbands and our babies, leave our children, and go take a weekend, a long weekend break. So we decided to go to Marrakesh for a long weekend. When we booked it, we didn't realize that July is in fact the hottest time of the whole entire year to go, and it was going to be 40 degrees as a minimum, right? We found this out afterwards, but we were excited. Weekend away, no children, no early mornings, no nappies, all these things, right? We were really excited. So we land at the airport, we get through customs. If you've ever been to Marrakesh, it can be hectic, you will know. We get through, there's no issues. We arrive, we get outside, and we're looking for our transfer, right? We've got book transfer, looking for it. Finally, we find them, and they say, you're going to have to wait over there on that bench while we gather the other people who are going to the hotel. So we sit outside in this near on 40 degrees for like an hour. Eventually, they gather us, and they drive us to our hotel. Once we get to our hotel, it is absolutely beautiful. You know, these beautiful buildings, water features. We walk through the door, there is air conditioning. It is beautiful. We check in, we get given our key cards, and the lady, the receptionist, explains to us that our room, our little chalet, is actually on the very far end of the resort, about a 15-minute walk. So off we set. Journey with me as I walk. I walk all the way, 15 minutes to our room. We get there, our phones, right? We've been up since 4 a.m, our phones are dead. We need to let our husbands know that we're safe. We arrived in Marrakesh, we're all good, we're happy. But we look at the sockets on the walls, and they are literally, church, I'm not joking you, they are dangling. Every single socket in the room is not attached to the wall. It's like dangling down. So I look at Esther and I'm like, what are we gonna do? We're gonna have to walk all the way back up to reception, 15 minutes. So we get up there, they give us a handyman to send back down with us. So we all walk back down again, get there, he fixes the sockets, he leaves, we don't think to test them. As he leaves, we try testing them and we're going, there is no power in this room. What is going on? What is going on? So off we go, back up to reception. I think these guys were tired of us, right? After the first couple of hours in the hotel. We get there, they send him back down with us. He comes into the room. He's in there, guys. I joke you. Esther and I didn't even have a chance to get into the room by the time he'd fixed the issue. He comes out and he goes, all done. And I look at him and I go, what did you do? And he goes, magic, right? I'm like, okay. So he leaves. We go in, and you know what we realized, guys? Guess what it was? The key card? Yep, in the little fob. You know when you go to a hotel, you got to put the key in the wall? So at a time, I had something. We had something in our possession, two blonde girls. Not naturally blonde, but you know, guys, I was ashamed. But we had something in our possession, and we didn't realize its power. See, church, we all have something in our possession today. It might be on your coffee table. It might be on your bookshelf. Maybe it's on your phone. Maybe it's next to your bed. Maybe it's in your handbag, ladies. But we don't realize its power, and it is called the Bible. It's the word of God and it's in your possession, but we do not realize its full power if we don't activate it. So let me read you some statistics about the Bible. The Bible is not just a book, it's 66 books, and it's written by over 30 authors over hundreds of years. It's written in different languages, so they were written in different languages, but it was translated into English along with 2,845 other languages in over 157 different countries, and it impacts billions of people around the world. There are 20 million Bibles sold every year. 20 million. 1.66 million of those Bibles are sold every month. 384,615 of those are sold every week. And 54,945 Bibles are sold every single day. That's amazing, isn't it? The Bible is the most illegal book in the world. It is the most smuggled book in the world, and it is the most stolen book in the world. It is the most printed, the most memorized book in all of human history. But beyond all of that, and the reason it's so important, is because the Bible is our final authority on all things of faith. It is our compass, it is our true north, and it is our firm foundation as Christians and lovers of Jesus. So Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, "The word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, and it cuts between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow, and it exposes our inmost thoughts and desires." See, the danger is, church, we can have this book in our possession, but if we don't open it, if we don't look at it, if we don't commit it to who we are, we will never know or understand its true meaning and its true, the true purpose that it can bring forth. So today we're going to look at four reasons why we read the book. And the first one is, it's forever. Everyone say it's forever. So Mark 13:31 says, "Heaven and earth will disappear, but my word stands forever." Now, church, audacious, this church, this community, we are here for the long term. We are planted, we're established, and we believe that we're going to see God change this nation through what we are doing. See, trends can come or go, but we as a church, we stand firm. We know who we are, right? Has anyone ever seen these little guys, these little popper? They're very in at the minute. This is Zaina's little toy. What you do is you just push it in, pop it. Don't really know. It's a little fidget toy. Here today, next week, there's going to be something else, right? What about planking? Do you remember that weird thing we used to do? Josh, do you want to demonstrate for us a plank? Go on. Show us what, like the planking thing we used to, like, plank on the, not, like, you know, like, plank. Yeah, that weird thing. Do people remember that? Where people would just, like, plank in random locations. Well, Josh has just demonstrated it. That was a thing. It's gone. What about those TikTok dances? Do you remember that we used to, like, people used to do? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, do you remember those? They were on social media everywhere. They're not, as far as I know, they're not really a thing anymore. You don't really see them around. What about anyone who knows me? Platform shoes. I love a platform shoe. I'll wear them till the day I die, right? I don't care if they're in fashion or not. But right now, I am taking advantage of the fashion trends. Here today, gone tomorrow. See, church, as church, we cannot base ourselves on the latest trends, because otherwise, we'll be here today and gone tomorrow. Because the danger is, often, the contemporary can actually start to feel temporary, because we're going with the tides, and we don't want to be people who go with the tides, do we, church? See, the method of church, the method of who we are, even if you look at us today, we're different, we do things a bit differently. The method can change, but the message, the word of God, will always stay the same. The word will always stand true, and the message of the Bible will never change, because it is unshakable and it's immovable. See, God spoke the word, he was the word, and he became flesh, he became man. And he was therefore before the foundations of the earth. Let's read in John chapter 1. It says, "In the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God, and the word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought into light everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. That means, church, that in an ever-changing world where things ebb and flow, trends come and go, this book, this is never, ever going to change. This is the best thing you could ever commit yourself to, because no matter what you're going through, this will stand firm. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 6, verse 19, that this is the hope as an anchor for our souls. The Word is our anchor. It's who he calls us to be is in here. Everything is written in here. The anchor that holds us secure. And it's the light to our path, the lamp to our path. Psalm 119, verse 105, chapter, what? Sorry. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. See, this lights our path. If we don't know where we're going, look at this. It will light your path. We need to use this to light where we are going. We need to use this to activate so that we know, so that we can trust in the words of God. We need to open it. It's forever, so we need to read the book. Everyone say, read the book. The second reason we need to read the book is because it is the words of God. It's the word of God, but within it are the very words of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scripture is God-breathed. All of it is God-breathed. And it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So the Bible is the actual words of God. It was written by man, inspired by God. Isn't that amazing? God speaking to people so that they could write this with his very heart, the essence of who he is. Now, human history has been, you know, in the past, people, to be able to hear from God, it's been a lot more complicated than what it is these days. There would have been times where there would have been ancient scrolls, documents, ancient documents, tablets, all these different things that people would try and collect and find. Or maybe they would have needed to find a prophet or a high priest to hear from God for them. Or maybe they would have been in a different region to the prophet and they would have relied solely on being told stories of God's faithfulness and who he's been. We don't need that. We've got this right here. In 2025, we have the Bible. We have his words and we have direct access to what God is saying. And in this book, it tells us his plans and his purposes. It tells us what he is like. It tells us who we are and who he calls us to be as people of Christ. The Bible is the words of God. So church, whose words are we wanting to listen to? Whose words do you want to follow and apply your life to? I want to live according to this book, right? It's not easy. It's not easy to find the commitment and the discipline to look at it every day, but it will change your life, church. The words of God will impact you. It will chase you down and it will change your life forever. See, the enemy, he doesn't want you to read the Bible. He doesn't want you to hear the words of Jesus, to read the word. The enemy, the devil, wants you to listen to his words. But church, I want to tell you that his words are lies, right? Pop culture, that's not the word of God. The news, that's not the word of God. TikTok, those trends, not the word of God. Influencers, celebrities, all these fleeting things that we look at, that is not from God, right? The devil wants to condemn us. But you know what's interesting? When we know the words of God, we know where we've got to look when we're feeling a bit niggly. When I'm starting to feel a bit funky. Ooh, I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I want to compare myself to X, Y, Z or whatever. If you're feeling a bit weird, you're feeling a bit under the weather, you got a book, right? You got a book right here and you know what you're reading. You know what you're looking for. You can go, oh, I know what Romans 8 says. And I know it says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. He was the offering, guys, not me. right? I'm pressing it. I'm reading the word. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but live according to the Spirit. Yes. See, the word of God, it never condemns us. It will not condemn you. That if you feel in condemnation, it's not from the word of God, right? That is the enemy. But you got to open this to hear his words. You've got to open the word to hear what God is saying. They don't condemn us, but church, they will challenge us, right? They will challenge us and they will call us higher. And when you are challenged by the word, it will demand a response from you. You got to make a decision to trust the word. So what are you feeling about your finances? Open the book. Read the book. God's got a promise in here for your finances. What are you feeling about the relationships in your life? There's a promise in here for you. Your family, your relationships, it's in here. Maybe you're lonely. There are verses in here that will bring you breakthrough. There is so much in here in church. We want to encourage you. Get a word. Are you hungry? Are you searching for something? Are you longing for something? Get a word from God. I was thinking this week, like when we're hungry, I go scratching in the fridge, right? I see Lee and he's looking in the cupboards. He's looking for some snacks, some chocolates. Get in here, get in the fridge. Come look in the fridge of the Lord for some word. Come on. This is the words of God. So church, read the book. The reason number three is, it is transformational. This book, a transformational. Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, the word of God is powerful. It is transformative. And if you give it the time of day, if you give it space, it could genuinely change your life. I want to know if anyone here has ever tried to dye their own hair. Specifically with bleach, that would be helpful. Is anyone else, can you relate to Josh? Wow. Wow, okay, well, guys, you're all being very coy. I know for a fact a lot of you guys have tried it at least. And we've all been this age, so I think a lot more people have tried it. But last year, my hairdresser revealed to me at the start of last year that she no longer wanted to be a hairdresser, which as a girl is really tough when we trust people with our hair and we've been going to them for a very long time and they know exactly what we like, the way we like it, X, Y, Z. Anyway, she says to me, Gabby, some of you might know Gabby. She's amazing. Love Gabby. Best hairdresser I've ever had. She says to me, and I say to her, I think I've watched you do this for enough years, right? I don't do foils anymore. I just do like a just block bleach color. Just, you know, whack it on, leave it. I think I can do that. I think it's not going to be that complicated. And she's like, yeah, do it, fine. She didn't tell me anymore. So off I go to Boots. Off I go to Boots and I buy my box dye. I found the whitest color I could find. Bought the box. And that night I went home. I tried it. Abby, were you at our house? Yes. Lee and Josh were somewhere. I said, Abby, come over. I need some moral support. I did it all myself, but she watched me. And we watched the clock go, right? I had my roots. And we watched the clock tick, tick, tick. And it gets to like the specified amount of time. And my hair's not looking, it's not looking much different to what it did. The only thing that started happening is my roots got ginger. More and more orange. The more the time went, the more orange this dark bit here became. Also, please promise me you're not going to judge my roots after the service. I feel now that I've talked about hair, you're all going to be inspecting. Anyway, so Abby's there and we're like trying all the different things we can to try and fix the situation. But no, I've got this white blondie color and ginger roots. I tried everything. Purple shampoo about 500 times. Toners, I tried it all. Abby even tried, you know, she was texting her hairdresser friend. We couldn't get it to work. And a few days went by and I was like, Lee, like, if this like this on Sunday, I'm not going to go. I just was ready to like, you know, I'm not a prideful person, but I just want to look good, right? Look good for Jesus and look good for each other. Anyway, this is besides the point. I called my hairdresser and I said, Gabby, I'm really stuck. This is a picture of my hair. It does not look good. And she goes, that's okay, you can fix it. We can do that. You've left a few days break, that's fine. Here's the products you need to get. So I ordered them, I bought them. And she goes, but be careful, because if you leave it on too long, your hair will fall out. Oh my gosh, I have made the wrong decision. Anyway, guys, you'll be pleased to know I've been doing my own hair for a year now, and not right now. This is not the finished product, but I managed to get to the point where I understood the transformation process and what the product that I needed to be able to get what I needed to get. See, bleach, what I used, what we use on our hair to get it different colors, bleach changes the color of anything it comes into contact with. You can ask Lee, right? If you're cleaning and you're wearing the wrong clothes and you accidentally touch the toilet seat or the sink, you will get striked with that bleach. You'll have a mark that shows it, right? The same is true. It's so funny, but the same is true for the word, guys. The same is true for the word. If we expose ourselves to the word of God, it will change us. See, time spent in the word of God, the Bible, maybe you're spending occasional time. You're just scratching the surface. Scratching the surface. It's like me using the right product, but in the incorrect way. It works, but you don't get the full spectrum of what you could be getting, what you could be benefiting from. But if you spend regular time in God's word, if you're sitting and you're meditating and you're waiting before him, maybe you're just reading one verse a day. Guys, one verse a day can change your life. Imagine if you read one verse a day and you just decided to commit that into your heart. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Imagine if I sat on that and I remembered it. And then when I needed it, one day it came up. Just one verse. One verse can change your life. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be careful to do everything that's written in it. See, if we're able to build a discipline of meditating on it day and night, it will transform our lives. Have you all heard that idea of we become what we behold? Yeah, that's why, like, when you've got a couple, after time, they start to laugh the same or talk the same, use the same words. Or when you've got friends, you know, they start finding the same things funny or the same kind of music. We become like what we spend our time with. That is the truth of the matter. There's a quote from a guy called Jim Rohn that says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And this suggests that our environment and the people we surround ourselves with significantly influence our thoughts and behaviors, and also the outcomes thereof. See, we cannot, I think I am willing to die on this hill. I don't think you can read this. We cannot read this and be unchanged. I think it's physically impossible. If you really read this and you go, Holy Spirit, help me read the book, and you stick to it, it's not going to be tomorrow. Like, don't believe that lie. It's not going to be tomorrow. But if you stick to it, it will change your life. See, when we spend time looking at God, when we spend time reading his words, we cannot help but be changed. It's our soul, our spirit's natural response. See, when you read it, you will experience things from God's perspective. You will change how you approach life. You will change the way you conduct yourself. You will change your outlooks and opinions. God will do that, but it will happen naturally to the point where you won't even realize. You're spending time in the Word of God and you will go, huh, I'm in this situation. What does the Bible say? Oh yeah, I remember that verse. You know, it's just natural. The natural overflow of it will change who you are. It will change your motives and your actions. And you know what happens? When everything within your life has changed because you started reading the book, it will start to change your surroundings and your relationships. Imagine being transformed from the inside out, where it's just in here, and then it starts being here and here, and then all of a sudden, your family are going, whoa, what's different with mom? What's happened? What's happened to my dad? Like, he's so nice now. He's so funny now. Ooh. You know, imagine, like, what's happened to my kid? Like, you used to be moody, now you've got, like, a happy joy. Imagine, church, if we just could commit to doing that. You know, I have another point, but I'm actually just going to sit here. I want you to just imagine for a second. Yeah, we've just touched on it. But what would your life look like? What would your family, your surroundings, what would church look like if we could apply this principle of getting in the Word, getting deep in the Word, reading the book? And if you don't have a book, come speak to someone at the sign-up area. We will see what we can do to help. But what does that look like for you today, church? What is that going to look like for you to apply this word, this message to your life this week, next week, over the next year, right? Because this isn't a feel-good message. I'm glad I made you laugh. That does actually make me happy. But this is a message about application and seeing our worlds transformed to see Jesus reach people, right? So how can you set yourself up for success? Maybe it's first thing in the morning. Some people are morning people. God bless you. I am not one of you. Some people are evening people. I'm not that person either. So I don't know. But if you are either one of those, one verse a night, surely. At the minimum, we can all commit to that, right? One verse. Maybe you say to me, Lizandri, reading is not for me. I really struggle with it. That's okay. Audio Bible. The Bible says, by hearing the word of God. Now, when we read, you hear it in your head, don't you? When you're reading, you're hearing it in your head. I don't think that's any different from hearing it via YouVersion app. A little bit different, but you're still getting more benefit than if you didn't read. So you've got audio Bibles. Do it while you're driving. I like to sometimes do that while I'm walking the walls at lunchtime in town. Plug in, find a way to read the word. Maybe it's lunchtimes for you at college, at school, at work. Lunchtimes, maybe morning, evening, like me, doesn't work. I do lunchtimes. Or you know what's really good? The point that I was going to talk about was about the Bible being for us as community. And that's where this little suggestion where I've got. Maybe none of those things work and you go, I need someone to read the Bible with. I can't do it alone. There was a couple of years ago where I grabbed a group of girls around me and we found a Bible plan on the YouVersion app and we all read it together. And at the end of your daily devotional, you can like write little comments and you can see each other, like what you're thinking, what you're processing. Find the people around you who are also hungry to grow in this, right? People in your small group, people who are sitting around you, we all want to move forward in this. We all want to grow in our experience and our relation, our depth of the word, don't we? All right, church, great. I'm so excited for this. I really know that as we do this, we're going to see God move mightily around us, in us, and it's going to be fantastic. But I'm going to ask you to just jump up to your feet. I've asked the band to lead us in the song. I think let's do the full song, yeah. And while we sing this, I just want you to just have a think, meditate on what we have been speaking about. Have a think of what works for you. How can you apply this in your life? Maybe as of tomorrow, maybe as of this afternoon. How can you make time every day to spend some time in your book, some time in the Word? Because God, this is one of the things He commands us to do. And I don't know about you, but I want to do what He asks us to do. I want to be faithful to the things that He's asked us to do. Right.
Thank you for listening to this Audacious podcast. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com. We'd love for you to join us at one of our campuses, Manchester, Chester, or online every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.